We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your meat episode this week, we're going to be talking about the area of wealth and specifically having an abundance mindset. Okay, it's going to be a great one. Now, for our scripture of the week, we're on Acts 20, 35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, remember on our spiritual kickoff, we talked about that more blessed part. So if you want to go back, check that out. If you haven't yet, highly encourage you to listen to it. It's not very long. That'll get you up to speed on the more blessed part. Okay. Now, our guest this week, I'm excited to have for you guys, Mr. Dan Lewicks. He's the founder and host of the Journey of a Christian Dad podcast and Facebook community. And he asked himself the question, who is the spiritual leader of your home? And that was a question he asked that changed his life as he and his wife, they were planning to have kids. And one day he heard Ephesians 5 at his church, and specifically their men's group. And he took that to heart, guys, and became the spiritual leader of his home. Because if you're not leading it, who is? And at the same time, he went from a high income job to starting a business with while his wife was pregnant with their child. So he had to be successful, right? It was go time. And he grew his insurance business by referral into the top 3% in the country in less than 6 years. Guys, Dan's success is unbelievable. And he says it's based on Zig Ziglar's quote, you can have everything you want in life if you'll help other people get what they want. So he's a requested public speaker. He's been featured on many podcasts out there, guys. And I tell you what, he's just an awesome guy. He lives his life for Christ. And his family, they love hiking, climbing, anything in the water, outside, and just having that life of abundance. He's married to his wife, Corey, and they've been married for 17 years now, guys, and they have 2 daughters, Ollie and Emmy. So I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation with Dan. Without further ado, let's jump into it. Well, Dan, welcome to The Lion Within Us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on. It's like just super cool to be on your podcast.
Oh, absolutely. I love your show. Definitely, we'll have that synced up in the show notes for listeners, because you're doing some great things as well. And when we talk, you know, you had all these different topics, but you landed on abundance. And I'm curious from your standpoint, Dan, like, you know, why'd you pick the abundance, and how do you define that yourself?
You know, abundance is a mindset. So it's something that we can get tripped up in. Often I find, especially as Christians, we all can kind of fall into, a lot of us can fall into a similar bucket of a kind of a limited mindset, a limited understanding, if we're abundantly blessed, you know, we've got to be super holy or whatever it is. Maybe we're afraid to become rich. Maybe we're afraid to become wealthy. Maybe whatever our programming is, might not even be from the spiritual or religious side. It might be just from, you know, how we grew up, you know, a limited understanding. And we might trap ourselves into only money. So abundance means rich. No, abundance doesn't mean rich. Abundance means how you think about things and how you appreciate things and each area of your life, how good can it be? And we're worthy of great things. God wants to give us great things. Us as dads, when our kids say, Dad, I want fill in the blank, what do we want? We want to provide that for them. We want to give that to them. as long as it's good and, you know, keeps things in the right lanes and all the, you know, all that's there. But so what does our dad want to do for us? God the Father wants to give us what we want. He wants us to have abundance. He wants us to live and thrive and have joy on earth, you know, and when we transition and go to heaven, you know, it'll be a whole different level. However, God wants us to be happy. God delights in us all the time, even when we're struggling. So kind of the way I define it is each different area of my life, and how can I push the limit a little bit? How can I, and granted, I'm asking God for his help the whole time and give him all the credit, but at the same time, I can't depend only on him to do it.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm sitting there being, I got to put the work in. Yeah, I got to put the work in.
That's right.
So I was out there with some guys today. We were working out, and a guy, we're kind of saying goodbye to everybody, and goes, "Hey, I want to say something." And so, yeah, what you got? But he was brand new. He'd met us last Saturday. He's a police officer, undercover guy, and he coaches a soccer team. And it was last Saturday was the first time we met him. He just showed up, and the group of guys I was with, we were working out for 24 hours in a row. Right. 24 hours in a row. I only did 3 of the 24 hours, so I had other commitments that day, so I couldn't do the full day like some of the guys did. There was 12 guys that went open to close type straight. But this guy showed up on a day like that where big things were happening, and I forget how many hours he did. Doesn't really matter. But he showed back up today to a group where we run, and he's not a runner. And he's like, "Here's what I was telling my team this week." And he goes, "I picked it up from Kobe Bryant," and he said, "You know, rest when you're finished. Rest when you're finished." I'm like, "Okay, cool, that's good." And he goes, "Yeah, we're about halfway through running, and I was ready to rest."
right.
And I had to remind my own self, I can rest later when we're done. Not now, though. I got to keep going.
That's right.
I was cracking up because I was feeling that this morning too. We're keeping a pretty good pace, and he was behind us a bit being new. And I said, "Hey, let's go back and get those guys."
That's right.
A super noble effort on our part. In reality, I wanted to back the pace off a bit. I got a big race tomorrow that I can't be overtaxed for. I got to be ready.
There you go. I mean, but to your point though, I mean, as guys, we got to push it, and we, you know, if we want to have that abundance that you're referring to, Dan, it's up to us. We got to put the work in. We got to put the reps in, to stick to your analogy here that you're making with the gym. But you know, I'm curious too, man. Most guys, when they think abundance, all they do think about is the money. You know, so how do we get the guys out of the money mindset? I mean, money's important, don't get me wrong, but there's so many more areas of our life that we can have abundance if we lean into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a trap that guys fall into, especially younger guys early in marriage, is, you know, what's the thing we have to do? And we've got to do a few different things. One, we've got to humbly lead. Two, we've got to provide. And three, we've got to protect the family. And what we tend to focus on is the providing aspect. Obviously, if we don't have a roof over our heads, food, that type thing, you know, that's a major, major problem. But we get past the survival stage and we stay in that survival mindset. Oh my gosh, I got to work one more hour so that I can, you know, get time and a half or double time, or I got to do one more thing. I got to make one more sale. I got to whatever. Or we stay lazy and we work 12 hours a day so that we can work 12 hours a day. Hey, how's work? Right. Oh man, I put 12 hours in. I did it. Mm-hmm, 12 hours. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of the 12, how many were you working? 1, 2.
Right.
Well, I stayed busy. Good for you, buddy. Not productive, but busy. So kind of clearing that stuff out, and the time that we're going to work, we should work. You know, that's a way for us to glorify and honor God, is by putting our best effort while we're doing what we do, as opposed to filling our time with useless nonsense. So, one way to get away from is to be productive while we're in our work hours. And then as soon as our work hours are over, the time we have not designated to work, all right, now what is it that we're focusing on? One of the guys I hang out with, he says, you know, be where your feet are. Hmm. So if you're home and in your kitchen, be at home and in your kitchen.
Right.
And with the people that are with you, as opposed to being on our phones or doing some nonsense or our heads somewhere else, you know, thinking about paying the electricity bill or thinking about, you know, buying the Corvette, whatever, wherever our mind goes to, it's like, you know, be where your feet are. Be in the moment with the people that you're with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's great advice. And I mean, and so many times, guys, as well, we want to constantly compare ourselves to others, and we want to constantly just see how we're doing. And I think maybe it was you or somebody was telling me, you know, like, you know what? The scoreboard is the paycheck. Like that's where we're,
that's one of my things right there.
So like, yeah, talk about that. I mean, why is that the mindset guys have, and what do we need to do to kind of start correcting that?
Yeah. So that's kind of the big thing is so many men focus on the paycheck. So we show up at home, we physically made it there, and then whatever in our family happens, and it's like, you know, hey, what about the garbage cans, or what about dinner tonight, or what about the dishes, or what about the whatever? And we're like, oh, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. Like, it's Friday. I brought home the paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
All me, 100%. Okay, and? Where traditionally, with, you know, wives that have worked, they're like, hey, I'm getting dinner ready. I'm doing, you know, I'm paying attention to the kids. I'm doing a million things in addition to work.
Right.
And it's like, holy cow, as guys, we've got to have that little shift. And I guess to back up a bit and answer your question more from abundance is, ask a question of yourself of what's an abundant marriage look like?
Okay.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to get by. Like, I'll make the money and my wife will take care of everything else. Oh, that's what abundance looks like in your marriage. Well, no, that doesn't sound abundant. Well, have you thought about it before? And lean into that. Write some stuff down. Draw some pictures. Whatever it takes to get your mind thinking in a different way and, you know, pour into it. Maybe listen to a marriage podcast. Maybe check out The Go-Giver Marriage by John David Mann and Anna. Phenomenal book. Find another couple that you're like, that is mm-hmm. the abundance marriage right there. Let me go for that.
Right.
And what can you do to learn more about their marriage? Hang out with them. Ask them some questions.
Right.
You
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm hanging out here over in average land or good land. I want to get to abundance.
That's
you
right.
You guys seem like you're there. And they're like, nah, not us. We're not there. We're not perfect. Okay. But you're closer than we are.
Right. That's
what
right.
are your keys? What are your
That's
keys?
Right.
Can That's we right. hang out with you on Friday nights?
Right.
Can we hang out with you on Thursday morning at 6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
No, not
mm-hmm.
at 6, but 6:30. Or, you know, whatever it is. But
That's right.
finding ways to be around people that are who you want to become.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Dan, I'd like to dig into this a little bit more. Let's take a quick break and we'll jump in. Let's talk a little bit more about having that abundant marriage.
All right, guys, are you looking for something fun to do for a date night? I got it for you, and you're going to thank me forever. It's called the Sexploration List. It's going to open up a fun conversation to come together on the topic of sex. So to get your copy of the Sexploration List, we partnered with Uncovering Intimacy, and they have many more resources that are going to help you and your spouse come together, have a great conversation, and grow your sex life together. And we know at the Lion Within Us, to be a lion, to be the leader, you need a strong marriage. And that part of that strong marriage is a strong sex life. So guys, go to thelionwithin.us/sex. Use the coupon code LION at checkout and you'll get 10% off your order store-wide. So that's thelionwithin.us/sex, coupon code LION.
All right, guys, we're back here with Dan. Dan, you got me thinking, man, the abundant marriage, that's a great something that I think the lions out there need to consider, and great tips that you just gave out. And I think a lot of it comes down to intentionality and also just being vulnerable enough to ask other people for that advice. But, you know, how do we get these guys past that and get them, you know, really engaged to having an abundant marriage.
Yes, I think that's the very, very first key is to say, okay, you know, where am I at and where would I like to be? So it kind of goes in any of the different areas of life that we want to become better at. A lot of times we don't have a plan or an idea or a destination of where we want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Now with some marriage, I'm assuming you're doing this with your wife, right? This is a two-way together?
Yes and no. So okay. At the beginning, I say, let's do this individually.
Okay.
You know, so think about your own thoughts. You know, where do I want to go? You know, if I was to design this the very best way possible, if I could get to the level that I'd want to get to, take off all the limits that you put on yourself. I don't make enough money. My hair's too short. I got all this garbage going on.
Right.
I'm not
right.
The greatest dad. I'm not whatever it is that we feel like we're lacking. It's like, forget about all that stuff. Right now, consider that you've got all the resources, all the talent, all the people around you, anything you need to get to where you want to go. And whenever you run into a roadblock of, I don't have that, don't worry about it. Just write down the best that you can possibly think and put as much down as you can. Some guys have a hard time writing. Cool. Record a video, record an audio, but get something down and then refresh it. Do it again, you know, and then start looking for ideas. And once you kind of have a idea of where you want to go, once you're starting to go like, okay, yeah, this scares me a bit.
Right.
This is definitely outside the comfort zone. Say, hey, honey, I've been thinking a little bit and I'd like to kind of explore where we are and where we'd like to go as a couple, as a family, as a, friend relationship with friends and other families we've got in our life and that kind of thing. You know, what would you think about us checking that out? Where's this come from?
Right.
Yeah. Whatever your answer is to that, but, all right. How would we start?
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, you think about where you'd like to go. And what I found, I ran a group about a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. We had 12 guys in the group. All of them were pretty hard charging guys. All of them were pretty successful financially for sure. And they had success in other areas of their life as well. Some business owners and all Christians. And of this group, I was surprised. And some of the wives of the guys in this group were business owners also. Some of them were regional managers. Some of them, you know, had some professional lives that were pretty cool all by themselves. And of this group, 12 wives, none of them were kind of that visionary type. I said, hey, when you guys put the pen on the map mm-hmm. with where you guys are going, what's your wife's input? And they all said, well, our wives kind of look to us for that. I was like, dang, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm surprised, but dang, mm-hmm. that's pretty cool. So if your wife isn't the big visionary and has a kind of head down and, you know, she's looking to see what dinner is tonight.
Right, right.
She's looking to see maybe if you guys got a babysitter lined up on the weekend. Like, looking out ahead, but not very far.
Right.
Where us as guys, we have the ability because we don't have necessarily all of the responsibility on us for all the day-to-day smaller details of life. And so if your wife is interested in the conversation, but you don't feel like she's given as much input as you think she could, it's probably because she's bogged down a little bit with a whole lot of other decisions and maybe things that we should step up a little bit with to help out with. So
right.
when you take her scope of work and go, oh gosh, she's got 100 things she keeps track of on a daily basis, and I've got 3.
Right.
And of those 3, 2 of them involve my personal work.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
You know, one thing revolving around the family, maybe it's you're in charge of dishes, or maybe it's you're in charge of dinner, whatever it is.
But yeah.
Wives tend to have a lot more of the day-to-day responsibility. So however that conversation goes, it's totally okay. Don't have expectations. Don't put the burden on her to guide and lead and vision and plan and all that type stuff. The way I look at it, I'm like, that's our job. And wherever our wife falls in on that is great. And some wives are great at vision and all that type thing. If they are, wonderful. But don't allow her to be the only one putting it together.
Right. I mean, I think you've got to jump in. You do. And you got to jump in and take, you know, help her be able to be in a mindset to be able to help you. Because, I mean, you can vision cast by yourself, but that's your vision. I think if you want to vision cast as a couple and grow, you know, you can lead that, but she's got to be able to have input there. So I almost see it too. Let's help her. Maybe that's putting her in an environment, be able to have that vision cast type conversation. Maybe that's a special intimate dinner somewhere where there's no distractions, there's no phones, there's no Facebook and Instagram and all that crap. It's put to the side. And we're actually talking as husband and wife. And then, you know, maybe you lead it, but you've put her in a place where she can mentally be there. Like you said, be in that conversation where your feet are and be able to have an engaging conversation to talk about, you know, the next 3, 5, 10 years.
Yes, 100%. So once upon a time, and here's maybe a way to shift a little bit. And I don't know if guys have, like when I snap my fingers and go, you know, find this, you might not have a resource real quick and handy, but a buddy of mine, blessed to know this guy, he has a national coaching platform where he helps leaders of companies grow and understand lifestyle and abundance, and he's super, super good at it. And it's funny, when I talk to the guys inside his group, they're like, man, that guy doesn't have any tactical anything. He's just got the gift of gathering, and he's got so many brilliant minds around that there's always a solution to whatever it is.
Right.
But it usually doesn't come from him. And then he's got all these things that have worked in his life that also work, but he knows how to think, and then other, you know, helps other people come up with problem solving and connects them to the right people all the time. But anyway, this guy was running a 3-day conference, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And I said, hey, honey, I bought tickets to this event, and it's all about, you know, family. It's all about leadership. It's all about vision and kind of changing our life. And I'd love for you to come. And I already paid for both of our tickets, and I don't want you to feel any obligation to go. The tickets are non-refundable, but I am totally okay if you choose not to go. Because public appearance, 200 people, this seems like a big thing. Seems like all these heavy hitter, you know, CEOs and business owners and all this stuff. Like, not an environment where she normally shows up to. That's more my speed. And she goes, okay, cool, I'll go. When is it? Well, it's whatever the date was. And she goes,
right.
Oh, how are we going to do that? Like, we don't have babysitters lined up.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, that's a great point. Would it be right if I, you know, figure that out? Yeah. Huh. Okay. Let's say we got babysitters. What about food? What about got it all taken care of? Like,
right.
I think
right.
The babysitter is the one thing we need to line up. And then after that, I think we're good. She goes, okay, cool, let's go. And I was like, what? No way. Well, I'd been praying. And I was like, you know, love for her to come, God, this would be great. Anyway, she came. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. So we had 2.5 days to think, talk, interact with other people on the same journey. She got to kind of doodle, draw, think, and she came out of that so energized and fired up. And she's like, all right, how do we do this? Small, quick example. One of the guys shared, he was looking to buy maybe a 42-foot-long boat or something, and it cost, say, $250,000. And so he was working quite a while to come up with a plan to come up with this $250,000. And he did it. And he did it. And he calls a guy and he says, hey, Chris, man, you're one of my guys. And I just want to share this with you because you're one of the few guys that I can share this achievement with. He says, I got the $250,000. I can buy the boat cash. And guy responds back, man, that's awesome. That's phenomenal. He says, can I ask you a question though? He goes, yeah. What's that? He goes, so on the weekend, you're going to have people over. He says, yeah, absolutely. He says, we're going to go out on the boat. We're going to have fun. He goes, oh yeah, that sounds good. He goes, are you going to go down on Thursday to the lake and go get the boat and get it ready and clean it up and wax it? He says, no, not, I don't think I am. Okay, great. Who you got lined up to do that for you? Ooh, I don't have that lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you going to like pay them and get all that set up? He knows how to do all this stuff, but he goes, oh, geez, I do have to do that. Okay. All right. He goes, what about moving the boat? What about the mechanics? And what about the maintenance? And what about all the different things? He goes, dude, I got the 250 grand. I can buy the boat. He goes, well, let me ask you a different question. Because I don't think you're a boat guy. I don't think you're a boat owner guy. I just don't. Like, you've never been into doing any of the stuff that relate. And he goes, what's your question? He goes, why do you want this boat?
Hmm.
He goes, it all goes back to college where a friend of mine invited us to go on his dad's boat. It was a 42-foot long boat, this exact model, all that I've got the money to buy. And we had the greatest weekend living on that boat. And we had sandwiches and we had drinks and we went all these different things. And it was so much fun. It was a blast. He goes, great. I go, so you want to have experiences like that? Yes. He says, and you want to create experiences like that for the people around you? Yes, that's what I want. He goes, cool. That sounds like that costs maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a weekend.
Right, right.
Wait, what? So he's like, anybody that's got a 42-foot boat or other fun thing, invite me anytime. I'm paying for the gas. I'm paying for the sandwiches. I'm paying for the drink. I'm paying for everything involving your boat for that whole weekend because I just want to be included. That costs a whole lot less than 250 grand. He could have been doing it 5 years prior when he started saving up for the $250,000 boat. Since he started sharing that story, he's been invited to be on more boats than you can imagine.
I mean, that's a great, great point. I mean, and too often we get chasing the wrong things and we have that the eye on the wrong prize. And it would sound like it was some salt wisdom that this man spoke to him to really just reel it back in and put it in perspective. So, you know, and that puts him in a position to give more as well to others, that going back to our verse that we're talking about this week, to be able to give and then and to receive. So it just sounded like that was a win-win all around.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that one little story, that one little example, you can share that in all kinds of different areas of life that we're in. Hey, what am I going after? And is this the fastest way to get what we want?
Right.
Am I doing it the right way? Am I even on the right path? Am I on the right, you know, do I have the right people around me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously in his case, having that guy around, you know, he talked to six other guys and all six other guys said, hey, good job, buddy.
Right, right, right. Sound like he actually had some iron there that he needed to be that iron that sharpens iron, if you will, and sometimes to push back against and not just have those yes men in our corners. We need those men in our corners that are going to actually push us and challenge us and help us see, you know, what God really wants for us in our life.
Yes, absolutely. So here's a key one for you guys. Join groups where your desired behavior is their normal behavior. So join groups where your desired behavior is their normal behavior, and that'll change your life.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break. I want to ask you a little bit more about that, Dan.
Sounds good.
Satan will do everything possible to destroy you. Are you prepared? Start training today with the Leadership for Christian Men Bible Study. The focus of this Bible study will be to help you and your lion's den grow in the areas of health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self, husbands and dads. We know it can be intimidating being a Christian leader. This study will help you identify areas to work on and grow the relationships around you that will make an impact for the kingdom. If you still feel uncertain, remember, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See our site, thelionwithin.us, for details.
All right, Dan. So you gave some great advice about joining groups where your desired behavior is their normal behavior. So where do we find these groups? I mean, I'm sure guys are out there listening. That's great. All right, where do I find them? So where do you point people at to help them, you know, make those connections?
Yeah, all kinds of different places. So like your community would be one of them. You know, I've got the Journey of a Christian Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't quite find what I was looking for, so I created it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a whole different story, but that wasn't actually why I created it. It was because I was on a retreat and God says, hey, I want to talk about your podcast. And I was like, no, not my podcast. I totally don't want to do a podcast. That's a lot of work.
Right. Yes.
It's a lot of work, God. I just want to, you know, find what I'm looking for. And he says, nah, let's do your podcast. Go ahead and get it started. You're going to call it The Christian Dad. Just try it out and move on. Oh my God. Try it out, huh? I don't have to use that exact name, but use that one as a placeholder to get going. And I'll be darned if I didn't get back from that retreat. Couldn't have our cell phones. And it says, I type in, thechristiandad.com. Nobody owned it. Blew my mind. Blew my mind. I was certain somebody would own that one by now, but no, nobody had it. So bought it that weekend and then started figuring out how the heck to podcast. And same as what we talked about earlier, in order to grow into that, I had to meet somebody who could help me. I interviewed a whole bunch of different guys and talked to a bunch of different women, and like, somebody's got to get me on track. But for whatever reason, I didn't click with anybody. And the guy that edits my show for me now, thank you, Sean. If you listen to this one, I appreciate you. Connected with him, and I was like, man, this guy clicks. He gets it. He's a Christian. He's not all that. He's an iron sharpens iron kind of guy, hard charging. Like, this guy's perfect. And him and I talked through it for a while, and then between the two of us, we came up with The Journey of a Christian Dad, which is kind of where I wanted to be. I didn't want to be the Christian dad. I wanted to be a guy on the journey, because that's absolutely what I am.
Right. Right. I love it. That's a beautiful story. But I mean, guys, you got to get out there and you got to find those groups, those men. You know, I highly encourage you to check out Dan's show as well. But I mean, it could be guys in your church, you know, and it could be guys in small groups, or maybe they're in LinkedIn groups. There's all sorts of ways on the social connections we have out there now to find guys that are going to help us get and help us grow, you know, be those mentors that we're, because I mean, it's so important, particularly if we want to have that abundant mindset and to be able to grow our incomes and things like that. We have to be looking for that iron that sharpens iron.
Yes, 100%. If you guys ever go to an event or something and you see the speaker and you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's so unbelievable and so impressive and so whatever. And you always notice there's a line of people that always runs to them. And waits for however long to talk to those guys. And sometimes we can go, nah, that's not for me. I'm not worthy enough to go talk to that person. And we're talking about abundance. One of the keys of abundance is appreciation, generosity. So something as simple that you can do is just go up and talk to them and say, hey, I appreciate what you said. Like, that was really cool that you came over, talked to all of us. And then if you can go further, be specific and say, hey, that one thing you said really stuck with me. I was on a call this morning, and the guy that was leading it, he leads it every Friday. He's the president of the largest sales force in the country, but at one time he was homeless. And he said, when I'm hanging around, this will blow your mind, when I'm hanging around billionaires, when I'm studying certain billionaires and the billionaires that I hang out with. Granted, this guy was homeless like 25 years ago, living in his car. So he said, when I'm hanging around billionaires and the billionaires that I know in my personal life, I'm like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You have my attention.
I'm not quite there. And he said, and I was really curious as to what he was going to say. And he said, because of every billionaire I've ever met, every billionaire I've ever studied, none of them are fearful. None of them are ever afraid of losing it all. None of them are ever in maintenance mode. So maintenance mode's where you get comfortable. You reached the goal and you got comfortable. So that was a challenge that I had years ago, was I had my lifetime goal. And I didn't realize that I passed it. And year, 2 years later, I looked backwards and went, whoa, hey, the finish line was behind me. Oh, geez. And then, you know, then it made me think a bit. I'm like, all right, now where am I going? I've been going so fast this one certain way and things were going well, but like, all right, let me expand the scope. Let me, and I started talking to, you know, people, not billionaires, but people ahead of me. Like, hey, what's that look like down there? Tell me about it. I want to know if that's a place I want to go or if I don't want to go. Are you good with where you at, or would you change it a little bit? Did you make some missteps? Like, I want to learn from you, because I'd prefer to shortcut this thing to get to the next step, wherever it is that I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think, Dan, though, a lot of guys, they're afraid to have that conversation because, I mean, we're so insecure. We want to look like we got it all figured out. We got it all together. We're hard charging. You know, we have all the answers. Like, you know, maybe is that what holds a lot of guys back from just being humble themselves enough to even have that conversation and ask the questions?
Yes, I do. I do think it's the two things. So it's pride, ego. Uh-huh. And then the solution for that is humility.
Mm-hmm.
The second, worth.
Mm.
So, you know, I had both problems.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely had a pride problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it all by myself. I don't need anybody. I'll just work harder than everybody and just do it all myself.
Right.
And then secondly, the worth. Hey, I'm not even worthy to talk to Chris Granger. Man, this dude's a legend. This dude's awesome. There's no way I could possibly talk to him.
Right. Right. Well, that's a big, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
You're a human being. You're right. You're the son of God.
That's like, right. That's right. I've had guys come to me because we've had some guests on here that were, you know, unbelievable. Like, well, how'd you get them? Well, I talked to them. I mean, I reach out and I, you know, there's channels that you get these men just like getting with you. But at the end of the day, you know, even on my other show, I've interviewed CEOs from some of the biggest companies in the world. We're just people. And if we truly care about people and we can humble ourselves enough and realize, hey, we can learn from the CEOs, but we can also learn from the janitors. So we need to treat them all the same way, right? And just coming at with that humility mindset and wanting to get better and learn, great things can happen.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And the billionaires that I have ran into, it hadn't been many, but when I have run into those situations, generally the most gracious, most generous, most appreciative, like they just have a different way about them.
Mm-hmm.
There was a specific meeting. David Stewart's the guy's name. He wrote a book, 52 Biblical Principles for Business.
Okay.
And we saw him speak one day. A buddy of mine's company does some work for his company. I think he's also the largest minority-owned company in all of America.
Oh, wow.
Like, got to be a billionaire, maybe multiple times over. But anyway, meeting's over. A few people stand in line to talk to this guy. I'm like, why isn't the whole room lined up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But me and this guy are there, and the guy says, hey, you know, appreciate, you know, the talk. I heard this. I like that. Like, it's wonderful. And David Stewart's like, hey, you know, thanks so much for that feedback and everything. Really appreciate, you know, you sharing that with me. And he says, hey, one thing for you. Are you aware that your company has the ability to donate some money and it won't actually cost you anything? Is I heard you talk about generosity and your company's not actually doing it. And he goes, well, what do you mean? Like, that goes against our core principles. And he says, well, through my company, I give away whatever the number is, I'll say 10%
mm-hmm.
to charities
mm-hmm.
and charity of your choice. And he goes, okay, this sounds easy. Why aren't we doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, your guy in charge of the money and that type thing said it's against something and code and violations mm-hmm. and stuff. And he goes, huh? Because it sounds like this might be a chunk of money, like that
right.
could do some good. And he goes, yeah, absolutely it is. He goes, this is bothering you. He goes, really kind of is. I'd like to not keep that money. I'd like to put it somewhere where you would like it to go.
Yeah.
He goes, well, how come we haven't met yet? He says, well, you're kind of the big owner and your people sort of keep me away from you.
Right.
And he goes, well, that's over now. And he looks over at his scheduler. He goes, hey, get his information, put him on the books first thing, like ASAP. This one's important. And I'll be darned if that meeting didn't happen. So this billionaire asked my buddy for a meeting.
That's great.
And the worth thing, it's like,
yes.
And my friend had enough guts to say, hey, I wanted to bring something up.
Right.
And then the billionaire asked him for a meeting.
That's awesome. That's a great story. That's, I mean, just.
So I share that from the sense of worth.
Yeah. That worth is great. I mean, I automatically think of pride, but the worth area, that's something I think, guys, we just we're our worst critics, first of all, and we'll hold ourselves back so many times because we just don't feel like we're worthy. And maybe we're just not in that right mindset, but if we can push past that, you can have those engagements like your friend had right there.
Yeah. Here, I'll dial it back. I'll pull it away from billionaires and put it into a real everyday life. This year, through a series of events that happened, my daughter, who loves to play softball, she's 9 years old, lost her softball team. It sort of fell apart unexpectedly. The league that we were in didn't have enough girls across the league to have the team that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking, and softball season was getting ready to start. And so we tried this other league, and somehow that didn't come together. Like, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
So we find this other league, and finally I get an email and it says, hey, great news. We got enough girls. However, we don't have any coaches.
Mm.
So if anybody wants to step up, somebody has to.
Right.
Otherwise, we're shutting this team down too.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that email and I went, oh my gosh, are you kidding? I absolutely am fearful of coaching a softball team.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an assistant coach. I've been around it a little bit. I know some guys that have done it. So I've got some resources, but mm-hmm. I thought to myself, man, I don't want to reply to this email. I already told them I was willing to be an assistant coach.
Right.
I'm like, but here I am thinking about all the other parents who got this email and have the same thing that I've got right now of, mm-hmm. oh, not me, mm-hmm. not me. I sure hope somebody does.
Right.
Someone probably even said, dear God. Let somebody else step up. And I thought to myself, you know, this is my call. This is for me. I'm just going to say yes right now and figure it out later. What's his name? Virgin Records,
mm-hmm.
Virgin Branson. Airlines, Branson. Yeah. Branson. Yep. Branson said, hey, if a great opportunity comes along, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure it out later.
Right. Right.
I'm like, I've got softball coaches in my life that I know. I've got some good ones that I know. I've been an assistant coach before. I know what my weaknesses are, and there's probably a parent that'll volunteer to mm-hmm. take care of some of the admin duties that I'm not all that fired up about having to do
mm-hmm.
in my life. A little bit of drudgery. Sure enough, one of the parents says, hey, are there any of these admin duties that are available? I would love to do those things. I am so good at those things.
There you go.
Yay. But I was fearful of that I was going to have to do that type stuff. Secondly, I was a little fearful of being the head coach leading it. Because, you know, who the heck am I to, you know, corral a bunch of 9-year-old daughters?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I do that all the time. Like, why am I afraid of that? But anyway, so I said yes, just like that. And then I started figuring out what's my plan, you know, what's my message I'm going to talk to these girls about? How am I going to get to have fun and stickers and bubblegum and,
right.
you know, after game treats and, you know, working with all the parents to talk to them about praising the behavior versus praising the result or, mm-hmm. you know, criticizing the result on the ride home from the game and all that. Anyway, I bring it to that level because we can all be fearful, and I'll be darned if saying yes to that didn't create just some amazing abundance in my life where I've got a ton of joy. I get to be the one in control over the kids and, you know, the overall tone, the everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was being in the right spot and not being too fearful to say yes. So having a little bit of courage, God, I could use some help here. So
right.
that's a theme in my life. Whenever things come up, I take a breath, look up.
Right.
God, I could use a little help here.
Yes, that's right. Great advice. Great advice. I mean, Dan, I think just the overall abundance mindset that you talk about here, you've opened my eyes to some areas for sure. Now, one thing I'd like to do with you, I started doing this on the line with Dennis, is a quick lightning round to let our listeners know a little bit about you two before we wrap up today. So are you willing to jump in the lion's den and have a lightning round?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So I'm going to fire away. You just fire right back at me. Okay. I got eight okay. questions and we'll hammer through them. So
all right,
what's your favorite thing about God?
A favorite thing about God is the fact that he loves me always.
Okay. What's your least favorite thing about God?
Oh, that he loves me always. There's times where I just don't feel lovable, you know?
Right.
You feel, you know, separate and away from, and, you know, yeah. when you look at it and you go, it's me. He's still right where he was. He didn't That's leave right. me. That's I left right. him. That's I right. got to come back to him. I got to forgive myself. I've got to move past this. Whatever. But man, he's always there and he's always waiting on us and he's always got his hand out if we'd just look to him.
That's right. No, all right, number three, what are you currently struggling with right now?
Oh, currently struggling with right now. In my business life, I am looking to hire a new administrative person. So I got a number of different people in different places, but yeah, I need one more key member on the bus.
We're always looking, right?
Yeah.
So number four, what are you most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of? So when you say most afraid of, I think about like long-term and eternal perspective, which is a good thing to think about. And mm-hmm. what I'm most afraid of is, not giving it my all and fulfilling my potential. So God's given me the ability to do some pretty great things with him. And right. if I don't pursue it with all my heart, you know, I could die and leave right. some things on the table that could have been done. And when I think of could have been done, I think of impacting other guys. So. Right.
Great answer. Great answer. What did you spend too much time doing last year?
Fantasy baseball.
Fantasy baseball. There you go. What do you wish you would have learned sooner about God?
What do I wish I would have learned sooner about God? I would say... that I'm worthy of God's love. That was an affirmation I did. I know it's lightning round, but I am worthy. And then I am worthy of God's love. And I had to beat that into my head because mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I was, you know, as right. a lot of people do. We do this thing called sin. And sometimes we think our little sin is relationship ending with God. Right. And it's just not.
It's not. What's a new habit you're going to create this year?
Being more organized is a new habit that I am working on.
There you go. Now, the last question, Dan, what's one thing you hope the guys out there, the Lions, I call them, what do you hope that they remember from this conversation?
What I hope you remember from this conversation is join groups mm-hmm. where your desired behavior is their normal behavior by putting people around you that are where you want to go and act like who you want to act like, who you want to become. It'll change you 100%. Could be as simple as listening to this podcast all the time, becoming involved in Chris's community as much as you can become involved, but put people in your life that are where you want to go and mm-hmm. you will become like them.
That's beautiful. I love it, Dan. So, where should guys go if they want to connect with you? Of course, we'll sync up everything in the show notes, but you want to give a shout out to where you want to point people to learn more about you and how you're serving as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love to keep things just super, super simple. Simple's easy. Guys are simple. The world is complex. And we right. tend to, for whatever reason, love complexity.
Yes.
If we could combat that and keep things simple, like pray. Right. Simple. Like, don't have to make that overly fancy. So that's how I'm all set up. I'm super simple. I've got a Facebook page called The Journey of a Christian Dad.
Okay.
And I've got a podcast called The Journey of a Christian Dad. That's okay. it. Those are the couple of places. Connect there and connect on the Facebook group. If somebody wants to email me for whatever reason, I get emails. It's thechristiandadpodcast@gmail.com. And that's how you connect with me.
Okay. And we'll make sure all that stuff synced up for you guys. Dan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for everything you shared today, sir. And also that's been awesome just to meet you.
Hey. It's been great getting to know you, and man, you're one of those guys that people should hang around because you're focused on the kingdom, you're focused on the eternal, you're focused on leading your family.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Well, guys, the question of the week, what I want you thinking about, do you give to serve others or yourself? Think about that question as you go into the rest of your week here, and if you're enjoying the line within us, share it with other guys, leave a rating, write a review, all those things help. Go to thelinewithin.us, check our website out, get your Bible study. There's no excuses. It's free. Download the Bible study. I'm going to tell you guys every time, you got to get it because I think there's things there that's going to help us in our Christian walk. So guys, I hope you enjoyed all this. Now go out and unleash the lion within.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB, and use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.